This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, locked and loaded, ready to go. It is the Karsh and Anderson radio program. I am Doug Karsh, and that is Scott the Gator Anderson. How are you today, Scott Anderson?
All right, Doug.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little tired. You know, stayed up all night watching a game.
Yeah, frustrating.
I don't know. It was done by, 12:40 or something like that.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrating. Wasting a Scooble start.
Yep.
And then they adroitly pointed out last night that, hey, remember last year when the Tigers lost a Scooble start against Oakland and Colorado? while they were amid this, the great charge towards the end, they lost two Scooble starts to those teams
right
at the end when they were going 33-11 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
I mean, look, it happens in baseball. You're going to lose games to bad teams. It's snapshots in time, my friend. Snapshot. You gotta take big picture thinking with baseball. Otherwise, you drive yourself crazy with the ups and downs. And it doesn't stop us from being disappointed after losses, but especially Scooble starts, and especially one where he gives up a grand slam late when he was one strike away. He was one strikeout away. He went bases loaded, went strikeout, and then kaboom, gives up the grand slam to Shea Langeliers. I ain't gonna lie, I'd never heard of Shea Langeliers before last night.
I had, but what I didn't realize is how good he's been since the All-Star break. When they said he's got 16 home runs since the All-Star break, mm-hmm. and now it's 32 RBI since the All-Star break. Yeah, that was, and
tree,
the way
tree,
that
tree falls in a forest, right?
Right. Well, the way that
Ocramento is anybody.
The way that that at bat was going, you could see he was that Scooble was getting frustrated, and he just didn't have the command that he normally does, and clearly not the location that he wanted on that pitch because it was right over the plate.
He was mad too.
Yeah, he knew it right away. I can't believe I just did that. Like, didn't get the ball inside enough. I mean, it was inner half of the plate, but it was pretty close to center, and he just smoked it. It was a no doubt grand slam.
So anyway, welcome to the program. Gator's tired. I am not quite as tired. Got a nap in yesterday knowing it was going to be a late night. But you're ready to go, which is good. Kang is here, of course. Kenny answering phones. Welcome, everybody, watching the video streams on Twitch and YouTube. Always welcome, and thank you very much. Participate in the streaming chat on both those sites. And welcome those of you listening on the Odyssey app. From anywhere in the Metro Detroit area and outside. That's a great thing about it. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Probably the biggest story, I think, right now is Lions roster cuts. As the roster is getting shaped, most of this stuff has been reported, waiting for actual confirmation. But the list of names include, well, there's a lot of names that either had some acknowledgement that they were, you know, going to make the team or had a good I shouldn't say make the team. There were some good guys who played well in the preseason were let go. And guys who've been here for a while were let go. And guys who had some draft status were let go. There is still chance that they will end up on the practice squad, which is fine, but those names include Hendon Hooker, Jackson Meeks, Broderick Martin, Ian Kennelly, Nate Lynn, Eric Hallett, Tom Kennedy, Anthony Pittman. And I guess I'm just wondering if any of these hurt. Maybe not so much that you think they're going to rue the day, but they just hurt, or you're disappointed, or you were rooting for a guy. Which one made you go, oh, shoot, or damn it, or whatever? Any of these kind of catch you off guard here a little bit, and you had a reaction to them getting released?
I think I was surprised Dan Skipper was let go.
Yeah.
That might be the one that surprised me the most. I was disappointed the most by, I think, Nate Lynn. But if it just clears the way for Za'Darius Smith, then I'm not going to be that disappointed. But I was surprised by Dan Skipper. He's a guy who's been here for a while and looked like he's been a pretty serviceable extra tackle on this team, bit of a cult hero with the whole Dallas experiment. But obviously they like other guys better. And this is where I trust in Brad Holmes to make those tough decisions. You know, Broderick Martin was waived. Hendon Hooker was waived. These are two guys from a draft 2 years ago that just didn't pan out, and they're moving on. They're not going to dwell on it. So I suspect that they have a pretty good hold on who deserves to be on this team for the offensive lineman.
Do you think it's a guarantee that any of these guys will end up on the practice squad?
Guarantee, no. Maybe some of the defensive backs, maybe those guys like Kennelly or
Hallett,
Whiteside, you know, a couple of those guys probably. But I don't think it's a guarantee that Jackson Meeks makes it to the practice squad, because he put good tape out there out there for the other teams to look at during the preseason. I think it's going to be a little iffy to see if they can get some of these guys back. But for the most part, I think they get back who they want to get back.
Yeah, I'm going to be intrigued to see if nobody claims Hendon Hooker, is he on the practice squad? Is that a guarantee? If nobody claims him, do you think they pick? Because like Tommy DeVito got released. Who would you rather have, Tommy DeVito or Hendon Hooker?
Probably. You know, that's a tough question. I would lean towards DeVito, but then I think the reason that Hooker gets it over DeVito is because Hooker's been here and knows the system.
Familiarity.
Yeah. And if you're going to come in as a third string quarterback, DeVito isn't terribly experienced where, oh yeah, I've done that. I've given the three different stops. I know how to prepare when I, you know, short on time with the playbook. So I would imagine it's probably between those two, it's probably still Hendon Hooker, but we'll see.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Any of these names make you go, whoa, or disappointed, or any reaction? Did you have any reaction to any of these guys that have been reportedly released? Broderick Martin. Does Broderick Martin do they want him on the practice squad? Are they hoping he makes it to the practice squad? Or do you think that if, you know, he could clear waivers and that'd be it?
I don't know, because the position of defensive tackle, you know, how strong is that for them? It's not just defensive line. I guess would they rather try to bring back like a Goudé or Nate Lynn? Mm-hmm. Or is it Broderick Martin? You know, Goudé and Lynn are more defensive ends as opposed to defensive tackle. So I don't know what they're thinking of is the bigger need for the team. But, you know, I'm curious to see if other teams are like, ooh, Broderick Martin was released.
Yeah.
No,
well, none of this is official yet. I think it all goes official today at 4:00, and then teams have like 24 hours to get their ducks in a row before whatever it is, before they can make waiver claims. And then,
yeah, I don't know when you can make a waiver claim. I would think that maybe that would be an advantage to waiving guys early, is that you know if they were claimed by somebody else to be part of their roster.
What do you mean?
Well, because these players had to be. They have to clear waivers in order to sign to a practice squad. If they're claimed, it means they're being claimed by somebody to go to their active roster.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how that works, but suffice it to say, today at 4:00, the roster should be set.
Well, the 53 and then
practice
waiver
squad
start. Practice squads. I'm trying to look at the timeline here. Starting 12 on August 27th, teams can start signing players to their practice squad. So that's noon tomorrow. They can start setting their practice squad. So 248-539-9797. Who getting released or reportedly released do you have a reaction to? Whether it's disappointment or just, you know, you were rooting for a guy or you think they'll rue the day. Which name caught your attention the most? Talk to the Lions fans next. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
I know that you see them because they're everywhere. You can't ignore them. The red, white, and blue trucks, they are all over the roads. And do you know if your furnace or boiler are ready to fight against the fall crisp air? Or the crisp fall air, for that matter? Well, the team at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, that's where the red, white, and blue trucks come in. They are going to help you stay warm this fall with the most up-to-date and efficient equipment on the market. But don't just take my word for it. You can check out their A-plus rating that they have from the Better Business Bureau. Or how about some of those five-star reviews they have on Google? So whether it's your furnace, your water heater, a boiler, or water filtration, schedule an appointment online at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Had a left the windows, all the windows open in overnight. The last two nights been done that as it's
cooler weather.
Yeah. I woke up this morning, it was freezing in my house. Yeah. I'm still cold now. Made a smoothie this morning, so maybe that didn't help either.
But, yeah.
I left the house. It was 64 degrees in the house.
Did you see the forecast for Friday night in East Lansing and Saturday night in Ann Arbor?
No, but during the day, it's supposed to be nice. Like mid-70s, mid to high 70s?
I saw 66 during the day Friday in East Lansing as the high.
This is changing.
And high in the 40s at night.
Oof.
Yes. Now, sun goes down at just after 8 o'clock. So people need to dress appropriately.
Oh, yeah.
It's easier to have too many clothes and take some off, take a layer off, as opposed to having not enough.
Uncensored.
Yeah. In Ann Arbor, it'll be 71 degrees during the day Saturday, down into the 40s at night.
Yeah, this has changed. The forecast I saw, I looked at my weather app 2 days ago, and it was like 78 for Saturday during the day, and Friday night, where Friday was going to be like 75. That's just here locally. Mm-hmm. Now it's dropped like 10 degrees each one. And as you said, prepare. Night game in Ann Arbor, night game in East Lansing, both are going to be chilly.
Yep. So a couple things here. What are your reactions so far to anybody that you saw was released? Do you have any emotions or disappointment or ruing of any of the guys that the, or just a guy you rooted for? I mean, I know Tom Kennedy, he kind of has become sort of this cult here, practice squad heroes. Feels like he was first acquired by the Lions back in 2001, and he's been on the practice squad every year since. It's not quite been that long, but yes, he's been around, and he's been on the practice squad for a long time. Dan Skipper. Dan Skipper's a cult hero. Dan Skipper's tackle eligible. Dan Skipper's throwing up in the locker room. Like, Dan Skipper's one of our guys, and maybe he ends up in the practice squad, probably gets signed by somebody else. Hendon Hooker. I mean, Gator, do you have any final emotions if this is it for Hendon Hooker, or are you just you're beyond it?
No, I mean, I'm beyond it for the Lions. I mean, they found somebody who's clearly better. Go with it. Do I think it's the end of his career? No, I think somebody will take a chance on him. Or he'll end back up with the Lions as on the practice squad. But I don't think he's got a ton of opportunities here in Detroit. Obviously, Jared Goff is the man. And, you know, having Kyle Allen, I kind of get the feeling that Kyle Allen is going to get the cult hero status too. And you're only going to get third team reps, which means you're getting no reps, or you're running the practice squad. The demo offense is what you're going to do, which there is value to that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep that in mind that, you know, as the Lions face the mobile quarterbacks during the course of this season, It does benefit the Lions to have a guy that has that skill set to practice against to get better. But, I mean, it's a reason to hang on to a guy. It's not the reason, but we'll see what ends up happening with him. He still has a ton of talent. It's just the game doesn't slow down enough for him.
It would be really telling if Hendon Hooker clears waivers and the Lions elect to keep grab another quarterback for the practice squad, not named Hendon Hooker.
Yeah.
I mean, that would tell you. That would speak volumes, right, on where they think he is and where they think he could be headed. And because not being at practice every day and not seeing him in the film room, I'd rather have Hendon Hooker than Jake Fromm on my practice squad. But if they chose someone like DeVito or Fromm or whoever, I'd be like, wow, they just must not think highly of Hendon Hooker anymore. And it is disappointing. That's my most disappointing cut, Doug, is that he wasn't able to develop and be the backup quarterback for this team. And that sucks, but I mean, it is what it is. He lost out, and they move on.
Yeah, I mean, if they got somebody better, you obviously want to keep somebody who's better. The first real tangible sign of trouble was the Teddy Bridgewater postseason signing last year. It was like, oh, he's not even there yet. That's too bad.
Well, talk about how good Kyle Allen's been.
He's
right?
been good.
I mean, this
yeah.
is the guy who came in, was awful in the first preseason game. With a couple of, I mean, the one pick was almost a pick six, was just terrible. And all I did from then on out was be near perfect. And he was great. And, you know, for anybody that would use this, well, I wish I could have seen Hendon Hooker play with the ones. You know, I want to see Kyle Allen play with the ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see it right now because Jared Goff's healthy. Thank goodness. But if Kyle Allen is this good with the backup players, how good is he going to be with the first team unit if he's ever pressed into that situation? And let's hope he isn't. Unless it's, you know, big time blowouts at the end of the game, at the end of games, or they got a healthy 4-touchdown lead after three quarters, just let him play in the fourth. But Kyle Allen is the story. It's not Hendon Hooker's failure. It's Kyle Allen's emergence.
So other news when you see guys who are let go, it makes you wonder, oh, does that mean this guy's going to make it? Like, we'll start at the wide receiver spot. Jaxon Meeks let go. Does that mean Dominic Lovett? Another, I don't think that by any measurement could anyone say that Lovett outplayed Meeks in the games, but practice is another
thing. Practice is different.
And so is Dominic Lovett going to make this roster because Jaxon Meeks was let go? There are still more guys to get there walking, but they reportedly will get released here.
The reporters who see the players on a daily basis have said that Lovett looks really good in practice.
Yep.
We didn't see a ton of opportunities go his way in the preseason, and he did miss a little bit.
He dropped two.
Of time with an injury that he dealt with. But yes, he also dropped a couple of passes that were pretty bad drops. But if he makes up for that in the practice, then okay, got it. And I think it also just speaks to them thinking that they could probably sneak. They're trying to sneak Meeks onto the practice squad.
Very well could be. What about Isaac Okwu? Does he make it? Nate Lynn is going to get released. Is Isaac Okwu going to make it?
I don't know. I think Okwu is maybe a guy who makes it if they don't sign Za'Darius Smith. Mm-hmm. Or if they don't go elsewhere to find a defensive end or an edge rusher, that Uku's got a chance. And Okwu is, I mean, he flashes. There's no question. You notice him during the game.
With Ian Kennelly gone, is Lawrence Strickland make it? Is he a guy that is selected over Ian Kennelly? Who, you know, I mean, look, between Kennelly from Grand Valley, Pittman from Wayne State, and Whiteside from Saginaw Valley, there were some local guys that people were pulling for.
Yeah.
And so a shade of disappointment, but I don't think anybody would say, give them a roster spot because they're local.
No, that's not going to happen. You do that for Tesla. Kidding. Tesla has earned it. But with those guys, I think it's going to come down to versatility, who can play safety and corner. And ultimately, to me, if I'm the one making the decision, it's going to be who can play corner the best, because that's the area of attrition that typically happens.
All right, here's some feedback coming in, some emotions people have felt and conclusions that they are drawing. From an unnamed texter, I'm surprised to see Dan Skipper got cut, but maybe this is a sign of Manu's progress. Giovanni Manu, yeah, he got a ton of reps.
Well, yeah, I think Manu has definitely emerged as a guy they're starting to feel way more comfortable in, but I don't know if the comparison is to Manu. I think it's to other guys on the roster.
Really disappointed that Holmes cut Nate Lynn, especially with no real edge rotation. It's from an unnamed texter.
Well, don't be surprised Nate Lynn added to the practice squad.
Don't be surprised Za'Darius Smith added to the roster.
There you go.
Dan Skipper cut, broke my heart. That's from Campbell in Highland, Michigan. They just can't cut Dan Skipper, can they? I mean, I know they can, but come on, man. We need him for moral support. Was shocked about Skipper. Love him. Nice guy. Me and my son met him at Costco. That's from Chase. Unnamed texter is a little disappointed that Ian Kennelly didn't make the roster. Local kid, went to GVSU. I think he can turn into a depth piece if we get him. Turn into a depth piece if we, and that stops right there. I don't know what the rest is, but yeah, look, those local guys, you're always rooting for them. But did you have any reaction to anybody who was let go? All right, Gator, there are guys out there that get released. And you have to wonder, would they make sense in Detroit? I saw one name, remember, I liked him out of college, and he just got cut.
I saw a name that I loved out of college, and I saw that he got cut.
So do they make sense in Detroit?
Is it the same guy?
I don't know. We will get to that next, plus your phone calls and feedback, 248-539-9797. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
There you go. Well, I mean, maybe he'll be back.
Who's going to be tackle eligible now? Or does that go away with Ben Johnson?
I don't know.
Do the Bears pick him up?
Probably.
Are the Bears going to pick up Dan Skipper now just so they can have that? And will the fans in Chicago cheer him like the fans in Detroit cheer?
I don't know. It's weird. Does cult hero status go with the player to a new town? Like when you get a guy, do they immediately know, oh, that guy? Or do they just like, who the hell's this?
Probably Chicago. I mean, in Detroit, you got to earn it. But in Chicago, you know, a bunch of KQs out there. They don't care.
Wow. All right. So some names that got released that could make sense in Detroit. I'm not going to start with my personal favorite, but I am going to start with one who had a really good preseason. And I'm actually a little bit surprised to see him get released. The Falcons released quarterback Easton Stick. Easton Stick basically was their guy in the preseason. And they don't have a spot for him, right? They got Kirk Cousins. They got Michael Penix. And so maybe they're trying to get him through to the practice squad. Would you rather have Easton Stick than Kyle Allen? Or no. Easton Stick? No, you wouldn't.
No, Kyle Allen was great. There's not much better, I think, you're going to find than what Kyle Allen was of guys that were released.
Okay.
I mean, unless you wanted to trade for somebody.
Okay. Kang, do you have any interest in Easton Stick?
No, not really.
All right.
I kind of feel the same as Gator. I think, it's surprisingly, Kyle Allen has won me over, man. Like, I feel relatively comfortable with him as the backup quarterback.
Yeah, okay. I mean, look, it is what it is. You're hoping for a veteran that can win some games for you if necessary. And they're no longer in the business of having sort of a development guy. I mean, they don't need that anymore. Now, the one thing I'll say about Hendon Hooker is if Hendon Hooker is done in Detroit, like if he's not on the practice squad, something we need to start thinking about is them drafting a quarterback in the next couple of years. Maybe you're keeping your eye on the sophomore class or junior class, like the Sorsby kid down at Cincinnati. I think as the NFL build and could be developed into an NFL, that's a guy I keep my eye on in the next couple of drafts. DJ Lagway of Florida was a very highly regarded recruit. He's just a sophomore, so he could be coming out not in this draft, but the next draft. I mean, you got to start thinking about, are they going to draft a quarterback relatively high in the next couple of years? As a guy that they're either A, planning on sitting behind Goff for a couple of years, or just to have a backup quarterback. I mean, that's something to keep in mind. That's sort of down the road, but it's a next step when your development guy doesn't work out.
But they have Kyle Allen.
Yeah, for now. I'm talking about draft.
I understand it. I'm just saying, I think you've got a backup that you really like right now. I think you try to hang on to that guy for a little bit. And I wouldn't be using anything higher than a fourth round pick on a quarterback for a couple years.
I have no problem with using a higher pick than that, because his team doesn't have a bunch of screaming needs right now.
I mean, look, it depends who becomes available, right?
Yep.
You know, are the Lions ruining the day that they didn't use a pick to take Shedeur Sanders?
I don't know.
Are other teams ruining the day they didn't do that?
Don't know.
You know, because he lasted till what? Which round was he drafted? The fourth round?
Who's that?
Shedeur?
I think it was six.
Was it sixth round he was
drafted?
I mean, all those teams passed on him, and he clearly has the talent. And I wonder if they're kicking themselves for doing it, but... I guess my point is, it depends who's available. You don't know.
Yep.
I mean, it's too early to say.
I'm keeping my eye on it.
I'm not going to do it. Or
I'm keeping my eye. Maybe some part of old Carson Anderson old bit here. I'm dialed in on the draft already and what quarterback I might take in the next couple of drafts.
Just cut it. We're just in week zero, for crying out loud.
And Hooker's, he very well could be done here in Detroit. They might be looking at their next young quarterback in the next couple of drafts. All right. Other guys that got released, according to multiple sources, the Bills have released Laviska Shenault and the Browns have released Deontay Johnson. These are two wide receivers that there was a time that they, put up some numbers in this league, but do they need a wide receiver? Probably not.
They don't. And when I see the name Laviska Shenault, all I think about are the articles and the stories, everything that came out about this kid, from his time in college, and coming into the pros, and this great story that he is with his background and all the talent that he's got, and he's never really lived up to it. And it's hard to live up to the hype that he was getting, but he kept getting injured when some of them were nagging injuries and some of them were more serious, but over the test of time, he never rose to the occasion. Like, he never had the one game you're like, oh my God, that's why. He might have a play here and there, but Shenault is just one of those guys that I think ultimately it's going to go down as, wow, one of these guys had all this talent, but I hate to label a guy a bust when it was injury related.
Right.
So, that's what I think about with him.
So there is a guy that I had a pre-draft crush on that got released today.
Mm-hmm.
And he is at a position that I think you and I have actually done a really good job at identifying players, and that is linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Do we possibly have the same player?
Well, let's each give one attribute to know of the player. Like, for instance,
I think we should do 3-2-1.
You want to just do it that way?
I do.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
3-2-1. Chad Muma.
Oh. Isaiah Simmons, who I was saying.
Oh, okay. I got Chad Muma, the linebacker from Wyoming, who was a pre-draft cut, pre-draft crush.
Isaiah Simmons, who was the 8th overall pick out of Clemson, who was this tweener. Is he a safety? Is he a linebacker? What is he? 6'4", 239 pounds.
Nice.
Ran a 4.39 40 at the combine. At a 39-inch vertical leap, 11-foot broad jump, he was unbelievable.
He was.
And drafted by Arizona, and they just didn't really know what to do with him, where to play him. He was great in college.
Mm-hmm.
He was great at Clemson. And played with Arizona and the Giants the last couple of years and just has never really been a guy. Again, because I think he's kind of a tweener. Arizona had a couple good years there, 105 tackles one year, 99 tackles another year. But, yeah. And I don't know if there's any need for the Lions to have him. I feel like their linebackers are pretty good.
Has anybody just used him as a straight edge rusher?
I don't think so. I mean, has he been used as an edge rusher? Yeah, I think he's come into blitz. And he only has 8.5 sacks in his career. But I thought that's what Arizona was starting to do a little bit more. But he's played like inside linebacker. I mean, this guy's size and speed with this guy, right? 6'4", runs a sub 4.440.
Well, I would admit, I had not seen that he had gotten released.
Released by the Packers, okay. Which is another reason. Released by the Packers.
take an old Packer player and turn him into something useful. Well, a player the Packer didn't want.
He was a Packer for 4 weeks, so, you know.
Yeah, well, that's true. And I guess the other thing is there is a report today, and this is maybe the most pertinent thing to Detroit. Well, there's two things. One, the Trey Hendrickson dream has died as he now has come to an agreement with Cincinnati.
What?
I mean, look, all of these things end the same way.
Wait a minute.
There's dreaming and there's frothing at the mouth and there's...
Well, what about Terry McLaurin?
And all of these things, especially with these edge rushers.
He re-signed with this.
They all pretty much end the same way. But... Jeremy Fowler is reporting today that multiple teams, contending teams, have checked in on Za'Darius Smith.
Couple things. Yeah, I think it's really just kind of funny and eye-rolling that every single one of these players ends up re-signing with their team.
The edge rushers.
The edge rushers. I mean, I threw out Terry McLaurin's name, too, and he was in a contract dispute with Washington and wanted to trade, and what happens? Washington steps up, and now he's there. But the other thing I find interesting with Trey Hendrickson is that, all right, they worked out a deal effectively that pays him this year. So he's going to pay $30 million for this year, and he's a free agent at the end of the year. They didn't give him an extension.
No.
So watch Cincinnati. If Cincinnati is off to a slow start, if their defense doesn't look good again and, you know, they're wasting Joe Burrow and all that talent, if that's a team that is, you know, 4-6 at the trade deadline, or whatever it is. I don't know when the trade deadline is. But if they're a losing team by the trade deadline and they're not trending in the right direction, Cincy's going to trade them.
They very well could.
And this is why it's important that you have some space available.
Hang on to the cap space so you can take on a player like that?
Yep.
I think it's an astute observation, and we've talked about the cap space that they seem to have that is could be earmarked for something better than you know what might be available now.
That being said, he might be the reason that Cincinnati is in the playoff hunt again.
He could be. I mean, look, it's they got off to a brutal start last year, and I'm sure they're focused on fast start this year. But if they go in the tank and he becomes available, I would think that that's where it makes sense. It makes sense on a one-year contract now that he has agreed to play on the one-year contract.
Yep, but the one guy they've had the opportunity to sign all along, they haven't, and neither is anybody else. However, Jeremy Fowler with ESPN has said that multiple teams, contending teams, with all that. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean?
I the thing about it is, I think he's not going to cost that much. And I feel like it's a player that's been waiting for something better than what Detroit has to offer in terms of money. But I think it's pretty clear that Detroit liked his time here. We liked, you know, what we got out of him, and he liked being here. But it's a business, too, and he might be looking for that last contract. And so you never know. 248-539-9797. Talk some college football next hour, Michigan and Michigan State. We'll get into expectations a little bit for the Spartans in year two of Jonathan Smith, and Ann Arbor for the freshman quarterback. What is realistic to expect out of him? It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, all female sports fans, Tuesdays are the day for you at Twin Peaks. Grab your friends and join them every Tuesday at Twin Peaks for Ladies Night. $4 Happy Dads, Twisted Teas, Mimosas, House Long Islands, Margaritas and Sangria, $5 Lemon Drop Martinis, Green, White, and Orange Tea Shots, 10-ounce Draft Ciders, 20% off all food, half off all wine. You know, Twin Peaks doesn't just take care of the men and the ladies either. All summer long, they're offering up free kids' meals every day before 4 p.m. One kids' meal per adult entree, but the price of food with it going up, why not treat the kids yourself? It's not too late to book your fantasy football draft party, special perks for league commissioners, as well as prizes for the rest of the league. Enjoy all of it with wall-to-wall TVs, coldest draft beer in the country, like this month's featured beer, Twin Peaks Light, not to mention, hands down, the best bar food in the state. And then, of course, there's the beautiful Twin Peaks girls. Come see the difference today. It's Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Dan Skipper, you know, it's interesting looking at the feedback that's come in. this seems to be the one that has moved the needle the most with Lions fans, is the release of cult hero Dan Skipper. And he did score a big man touchdown. He was involved with that play down at Dallas, a miscommunication over who was eligible and who was not eligible. He also famously, what was it? Do we have the speech, Kang, where he got acknowledged for throwing up in the locker room? Do you remember that?
I vaguely remember that.
Wasn't there something with Campbell went to point him out? He's doing a post-game speech, and Campbell went to acknowledge him, and he was over in the corner with a bucket. I said there was something funny like that. Some of those great post-game speeches that Dan Campbell gives, but we'll see if we.
Yeah, he was trying to I'll try to find it, but he was giving everyone a shout out, and then he's calling out Skipper, and Skipper's throwing up in a trash can on the side. He goes, "Skip, just keep doing whatever you're doing over there." And like, the whole locker room went nuts. It was great.
Yeah, there's video of it. And everything.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it feels like Dan Skipper is the one that has moved the needle the most, which is, I guess it's not unusual for this town. I think most sports cities are the same. I think Detroit elevates role players to hero status more than other sports cities. I think everybody likes their role players. I think we take it to the next level where the grind line becomes as big to people as Steve Eisenman or Ben Wallace and Dennis Rodman. I mean, Ben Wallace especially is basically a superstar who can't score. You know, I mean, the stuff that Corey Schlesinger is a guy that Detroit falls in love with. And yeah, a guy like this, Dan Skipper, role player, swing tackle at best, right? And it's the most reaction we've got regarding any of these guys.
I know King's looking up the video, so I don't want to steal the line of what the quote is great from Dan Campbell.
We'll see if we can find it. It's probably in the system somewhere, but Hendon Hooker is released. I mean, what are the odds that he does make the practice squad? 50%, 100%? Like, if he clears waivers, are they keeping him for sure? Or if they just kind of, we gave it a shot, kick the tires.
I think they keep him if he clears waivers. And I don't see why he wouldn't clear waivers. I mean, if he doesn't clear waivers, that means somebody else is putting on the active roster.
Right.
And I don't see that happening. I don't think he's done enough, anywhere near enough,
yep,
for a team to say, oh, that's my guy. I mean, it's not like he's a 23-year-old guy that was released. He's 27. And he has hardly any experience.
Yep.
Even in preseason, there's not a ton of preseason experience.
Now, I don't want to get carried away because I haven't seen a ton of this, but I have seen some online criticism of the 2023 Lions draft, because in that draft in the third round, they took Hendon Hooker and Broderick Martin.
All right.
And I don't want to get carried away, but if you look at that and say, use that as any sort of indictment on Brad Holmes' drafting ability, you need to check yourself. The first four picks in that draft,
ridiculous,
were so freaking good. They're the kind of drafts the GMs dream about. And if you're mad, hey, but he traded up for Broderick Martin. Who cares?
Yeah,
he's going to take some chances. He's going to get some wrong.
He traded back to get picks too.
Yes. And the first four picks in that draft were Jahmyr Gibbs, Jack Campbell, Sam Laporta, and Brian Branch.
Is that good?
And so, again, I don't want to get carried away, but if any of your boys turn to you and say, what a disaster that draft or that third round was, blah, 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 I did see some criticism, I would just say, spare me. I hope every draft is that good.
Yeah, I thought I saw something online the other day that was it 2024 draft for New England?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when they took Drake May? That Drake May is like the only player from that draft to make the roster?
Is that right?
He's likely to be the only guy to make the roster?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, look, there's you don't have to look that hard to say that they're to find disastrous Detroit Lion drafts.
Right.
This is one of the best of all time that also includes Hendon Hooker and Broderick Martin.
Yeah, getting four Pro Bowl players in a single draft, let alone your first four picks, is pretty amazing.
Yep. So that, you know, the Broderick Martin thing, I always said that was the most intriguing pick to me because I couldn't figure out why Brad Holmes traded up for him, but he didn't want to let him get away. And that was like maybe his pet project. And maybe his, you know, I mean, it's a swing and a miss, but you're going to take swings and you're going to miss no matter how good you are. And the other thing is his third rounds have been great. They have been great. He has taken Aleem McNeil in the third round, Fatu Melifamu in the third round, Kirby Joseph in the third round, Broderick Martin, Hendon Hooker in the third round, and Isaac Tesla in the third round. This is not the first round where people miss. This is the third round. And, you know, we don't exactly know what Tesla is yet, but boy, is that trending in the right direction. 248-539-9797. Skipper getting cut broke my 13-year-old daughter's heart. He was the reason she started watching football. I was even thinking of getting her a Dan Skipper jersey. That's from Scott in Farmington. Wow.
Could still do it.
Jim walking the dog. Dan Skipper was the biggest shot. It's time for Hendon to move on. Biggest shock. I think I said shot. He's the biggest shock. Dan Skipper was a likable guy, but his pass blocking was horrible. I watched him get manhandled in the late season appearances, and I bid him farewell. Nobody else but Meeks is a surprise, but I'll trust they know what they need there. That's from Seabass in Northwest Indiana. So, Dan Campbell said something really interesting about guys that they put out there. He said that Brad Holmes is batting 1,000 on knowing which guys will pass through waivers and make it to the practice squad and which guys won't. And now that doesn't mean that there might be guys that they might have just run out of room for Jackson Meeks. It might just be out of room and don't want to expose him to waivers, but just don't have any other choice.
I kind of joked about earlier with the Dan Skipper, hey, maybe Chicago picks him up. But I'm not going to be surprised at all if the Bears pick up some of the Lions' cast-offs because Ben Johnson has seen these guys, whether they're defensive guys or offensive guys. And I think he also trusts that, you know, they know what they're doing when it comes to wide receivers, and he'll have watched the film. There's no question that Ben Johnson's paying attention. So that's the one that scares me. Like, if you think you're going to sneak Jackson Meeks in a practice squad, I'd like to think that's the case. But now you've got a reputation of finding wide receivers.
Yeah.
That maybe this is where it comes and hurts you. Not every team in the league is as deep as the Lions are on their 53 with wide receivers. There are plenty of teams out there looking for wide receiver 4 on their roster, or maybe even wide receiver 3.
Mark in Green Bay on Twitter says, Doug and Gator, you still think they put Hooker on the practice squad even after what Campbell has been insinuating? Like, he may need a change of scenery. Seems like they are saying goodbye.
Well, you understand it's a third quarterback. Yeah. It's not the backup quarterback. It's the third quarterback. And I'm just saying, to have a guy on that practice squad that understands the system because he's been here for a couple of years and has, you should know the playbook at this point. Beyond that, I think there is a value to having a guy with his skill set running a demo offense against the number one defense, because it's not easy to find a guy who can, you know, emulate Jaden Daniels or Lamar Jackson with his ability to run the football. So I don't look at if they hang on to him for the practice squad, I'm not like, oh, here we go. He's still got his chance. No, I don't think that's the case at all. You're the third quarterback. You're break glass in case of emergency, period. And I would imagine there's probably a big discussion about other quarterbacks that are available that they could look at too. But I think that he does have a couple of advantages over guys from other organizations at this point.
Just because of the familiarity.
Yeah. Thing.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not a big deal.
I don't think it's to answer the question, it is not certain that he is coming back on the practice squad by any stretch of the imagination. But one more here because we're talking about guys that have been released from other teams. Tyler Huntley is the best quarterback wave right now. I'd love to see his legs and leadership in Detroit. That's from Mike in Dearborn. Huntley's bounced around a little bit. Last year in Miami, he started 5 games, completed 65% of his passes for 829 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. I guess I'd be surprised if they took him over Kyle Allen. He is a more mobile guy, but I would be surprised.
Well, what would you take him as a third quarterback though?
Probably not. 248-539-9797. Did we find it? Oh God. All right. So here's the Dan Skipper moment that we were talking about. Good work back there, by the way, guys. In the locker room after a game, Dan Campbell goes to shout him out, and Skipper's off in the corner throwing up in a bucket, but here's what it sounded like.
Keep throwing up whatever you're doing over there. We can laugh about now, but I'd ask the question, why is he throwing up after the game?
I don't know. Takes a lot out of you.
Dude, when you're a backup, you're not supposed to play that much. And they're in good shape, don't get me wrong, but there's still another level. And he was pushed to that level, man. I remember when remember Lynn Sanity, the whole thing happened?
Yeah.
The guy was like the 13th guy in the bench, right? All of a sudden, he had to play all these minutes. And he's already in professional shape, especially compared to your average Joe. But in the middle of that stretch, I remember him saying in interviews, I'm not in shape for this. I can't play this many minutes. You know, like he's not expected to play 30 minutes a game. So I think when Skip got pushed into the front, dude, he's like, just like Coach said, he laid it on the line. Just keep throwing up, doing whatever you're doing over there.
I hope we haven't seen the last of him. 248-539-9797. By the way, when you do get released as a vested veteran, which is four or more seasons of being on a roster for six games, if you're active for six games, for four or more seasons, you're a free agent. You can choose where you go as opposed to being a waiver claim. So,
okay.
Just a heads up. In the Skipper's case, he would qualify for that. All right, let's talk some college football. Expectations in year two for Jonathan Smith. Expectations for the freshman quarterback in Ann Arbor. We'll get to that in our number two here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.